My presentation will be like this. First, I'll have introduction rationale, followed by objective, methodology, the study area and the data, result, followed by my conclusion. Coming to introduction and rationale, as we all know, soil moisture is one important and small component of hydrological cycle. And these hydrological cycle soil moisture has a very small component. And it affects our hydrology, hydroclimatic conditions, as well as the meteorological and the climate-related processes. These climate-related meteorological processes and hydrological processes are scale-oriented and very much scale-dependent. That's why assessing and measuring soil moisture at various scale is important. And we know, like, microwave is one very good indicator of soil moisture at the soil surface. So microwave emissions are detected by microwave sensors, which are based on satellites, and they have demonstrated their potential to measure soil moisture at a global scale. AMSER is one such platform which measures soil moisture, which is based on aqua satellite. Right now, coming to introduction and rationale once again. Let me tell you, this is a scan of AMSER E, and it shows the heterogeneity of the soil surface, which has vegetation, surface roughness, and as you could see, the microwaves are emitting from the soil, and which is detected by this sensor. But beside that, with this sensing technique, it has some limitations. They are like vegetation attenuation. These microwaves which get, interact with this vegetation and ultimately absorbed by vegetation, and this vegetation emit a depolarized microwave back to the sensor, which confuses the sensor. Other limitations are also very important. Those are like, it has very shallow measurement depth of 1 centimeter. Overall, it has a very coarse spatial resolution, which are in terms of 60 kilometer for passive microwave remote sensing. And it aggravates the signal also, like the radio frequency interference, if in case it is there in that particular region. So let me show you another cartoon in which we have a plant on a soil surface, on the soil, which shows the root zone profile also. There are various hydrological processes goes in and around the soil surface. And let me show you the zoomed image of the soil surface. Basically, you can see the soil particles, the pores, and the root. And you can see the unbounded soil moisture interspersed in this soil profile. And this soil, unbounded soil moisture, actually, modifies the dielectric constant of the soil, and ultimately, it affects the emissivity of the soil. So, and the soil moisture heterogeneity and variability can be, modeled by taking in consideration the soil texture, as well as the structure and the microtopography of the region. So based on this discussion and this theory, we developed one hypothesis, and that is high correlation of emissivity and spatial heterogeneity of soil moisture could be well represented by an ensemble of soil hydraulic property within a footprint. So footprint is a remote sensing footprint here I'm talking about. So based on this hypothesis, we developed one objective, and that is to study the behavior of soil moisture characteristics at various spatial scales within an AMSER-E footprint. So we considered this satellite footprint because that is the only available satellite which measures soil moisture at a global scale. So the methodology here is to determine effective hydraulic properties AMSER E footprint scale with the MCMC based technique using a very high resolution soil hydraulic database, and then scaling that soil hydraulic database to the desired resolution. And based on that scale soil hydraulic property, we can estimate the soil moisture using hydrological modeling with an appropriate soil vegetation atmosphere transfer model. So coming to the methodology part, suppose we have a multivariate distribution in space of these hydraulic property. For example, I'm showing you the Wengen-Newton parameter here. And we have taken a relaxed PDF of these hydraulic parameters here because it encompasses and envelopes the different type of soil which is within the footprint. But these hydraulic properties are valid to a point to a field scale. So we introduced a scale parameter called beta, which actually encompasses the nonlinearity present when we scale a hydraulic property from a field scale to a footprint scale. So this gives us a prior probability, and then we have this likelihood which comes from ANSER e-measurement time series. This is a soil moisture measurement, and we subject this to an MCMC based on Markov random process. We get the posterior distribution of upscale soil hydraulic parameter, ANSER e-footprint scale. And then this is one of a typical example of upscale parameter beta, this beta parameter distribution for 50,000 iteration, and this is one distribution, a normalized distribution. So this is one of the three study areas which we have chosen for our study. There are three different hydroclimatic conditions. The first one comes from the Walnut Creek, Iowa. That is an agricultural landscape with clay textured soil with subhumid conditions. The second study area is Little Washita, Oklahoma, which has a rolling topography with a rangeland kind of vegetation. And the third one is a semi-arid of conditions in Walnut Creek watershed in Arizona, which has a very top conductive soil and a hilly topography. The other important data sets come from the Sarago data sets, which are like for our soil database, the precipitation database from GPCP and NAXVET, and for another important data is LAI for a soil vegetation atmosphere transfer model that comes from the MODIS. So I just want to show you some flavor of the results. This is of the residual water content from the Iowa region, and this is from the 50,000 iteration from the MCMC, and this shows the plot of the distribution of hydraulic conductivity, the residual water content. And similarly here is for the scaling parameter beta. So we used Arizona as a test bed to assess our model here, because we know microwave emissions are not very much modulated because of the sparse vegetation in Arizona region, and sandy textured soil is very much conducive for microwave sensing. So we used our model here, and we selected 100 ensemble members from MCMC run, and the model was run, we showed in the colored lines, and it could be seen from three different footprints that the model encapsulate totally the ANSER E measurements, except and even it shows ANSER E measurement responded to the rainfall events, and the correlation was very high and it was good. So based on this test bed, what we developed a simple scaling algorithm. Suppose this is the scale parameter at 60 kilometer resolution, and we want a scaling parameter at 25 kilometer. We took an area ratio between 25 and 60 kilometer. This is used as a power for the scaling parameter of 60 to get the scaling parameter 25. So this is a simple plot of the evolution of scaling parameter. So, and I just wanted to show these are the distribution of residual water content and saturated water content at 60 kilometer, 25 kilometer, and 8 kilometer resolutions. So, and these plots show a typical effect of semi-arid conditions, which has a top conductive soil. So based on these scaled parameter, we run our SBAD model with scaled meteorological forcings. So this could be seen, this is the soil moisture for top 1 centimeter, as you could see, the variability and mean increases with the increase of resolution, which is a typical scaling effect. And same here for at the 10 centimeter depth, as you see, the variability increases more and the mean is also more. And the same here for the 50 centimeter, much more variability is observed and higher mean. So with this, what we did actually, this is pretty important result, as you could see. We compared the soil moisture from model and AMSER E for random footprint at 60 kilometer for the Iowa region. As you could see, as there is a quite contrasting difference here for AMSER E measurement and model measurement. As this is the summer season where the vegetation is very high, and the AMSER E could not detect the rainfall events, which the model is capturing very well. So similarly, you could see these kind of results in AMSER E footprints here. And so based on our model scaling, these are the residual water content and saturated water content distribution, which shows a typical effect of the clay textured soil because it is pretty high. And the model run here for 1 centimeter depth, which shows a very high soil moisture, and a typical scaling effect for 10 centimeter and for 50 centimeter for Iowa region. For constraint of time, I did so. I'm not showing you the Oklahoma region. So this is one example I want to show. We have a soil moisture experiment in 2004 in Arizona region, where you could see these are the point measurement taken in a particular field. On that overlapping field, we have some AMSER measurements here, and this is the model evolution. So you could see the model is responding to the precipitation events here with the scaled hydrologic and meteorological data set. But AMSER E, here the model is constrained due to the theta R basically. That's why it is not going so down, which our AMSER E, but we got a pretty good correlation. So based on this study, we have some conclusion here. The proposed algorithm used with proper data simulation will help improve the quality of AMSER E level 3 soil moisture data products. An ancillary product of this algorithm is upscale soil hydraulic parameter at AMSER E soil moisture footprint for different hydroclimatic regions. With proper scaling scheme, the soil moisture evolution with increasing resolution could be described within AMSER E footprint. Thank you.
Time for a couple of questions.
Yes, if your data, if your soil water content is saturated and residual, the distribution shifts, what does that say about your mass balance at different scales? Or are those compensating? How do they affect your opinion?
Yeah, that could be actually, with scaling, one thing we have to take care in a watershed modeling, the response should be same. So with that parameter, basically when we scale, the range between theta R and theta S reduces, but that is being compensated by other meteorological factors like the scaled precipitation as well as like the temperature. So we here actually validate it by the outlet response of a watershed. The outlet of the watershed response should be same. If we scale up or scale down, the response remains the same.